Chof Tessier, Thursday the 29th of May, Rabbi Gedalia Lieberman, Milchik Son Shuas.
I think it's fair to say that one of the more exciting minhagim that we have during the course of the year is the minhag to eat Milchik Son Shuas. We look forward to it a couple of days before. What's interesting about the minhag of eating Milchik Son Shuas is it's not just another minhag. I don't know if you can say about any minhag that it's just another minhag. But it's a minhag which is actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah writes in Siman Tov Tzadik Daled, the Siman speaking about the Halachos of Shuas, Nogu b'chol mokem lechol macholei cholov b'yom rishon shel Shuas. Everywhere. The minhag is to eat milchiks on the first day of Shuas. And it's like an interesting, I believe, it's a minhag which all Yidden do, both Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. I think so, at least. And what's interesting is that the Ramah doesn't just... There's many halachas brought in Shulchan Aruch. Many halachas. And the Ramah adds many minhagim. And generally in Shulchan Aruch, when it brings a halacha or a minhag, it doesn't say the reason for the halacha, the reason for the minhag. When you see on the side, you hopefully usually find the reasons. But in the Shulchan Aruch itself, it doesn't say the reasons. That's not what the Sefer is doing. Rather, it's telling you what to do. Over here we have a little bit of an exception. And the Ramah doesn't just tell us the halacha to eat macholi cholov, rather he also goes on to say the reason. And what's so interesting and perhaps even strange is that one would think that if the Ramah gives a reason, if there's a reason brought down in Shulchan Aruch, so that would be the most prominent reason, that would be the reason that we were taught from school, that would be the reason, you know, when we're eating the milchiks and shvus, and we discuss why we eat the milchiks. So one would think that the reason of the Ramah would be the first reason that would come to mind. Perhaps I'm wrong, but I think that the other reasons, many beautiful reasons given by Achronim, which ain't kind of mocking to go through the different reasons, the Milchiks and Shvuas, it's a shiur, perhaps two shiurim for itself. But the reason of the Ramah seems to be a little bit neglected, if one may say so. Stands out even more that it's not just that when one eats the milchiks, when one teaches it in school, when one hears a shir, usually the reason of the Ramah doesn't seem to be the one that comes to the forefront, But according to the reason of the Ramah, the minhag has to be done and should be done in a specific way, in a certain way. And practically it seems, again, I haven't made a survey, perhaps I'm wrong, I'm sure that some people do it exactly the way the Ramah says to do it, but it seems the way that most Yidden are mekayim, the minhag, to eat milchiks and shvuas, according to the Ramah's reason, it doesn't even count. Let's move forward and discuss what the Ramah says. The Ramah says that noyegim b'chol makom, the minhag is lechol b'yom rishon shel Shavuos, the first day to eat macholei cholov, to eat milchiks, and he says v'nirah li atam. It seems to me the reason. It's also interesting that our reasons brought in earlier sources than the Ramah. The minhag is brought already in the Shoinim, in the Kolboy, who gives a reason as well. But the Ramah here decides to create his own reason. It says, Nira li hatam, the reason seems to me. K'moshe b'Pesach, oichlim shnei tafshilin, echot zeichel l'Pesach ve'echot zeichel l'chagiga, just as on Pesach, we eat two cooked foods, or the Kairu we will have two cooked foods, as Roya and Beor. One zeichel l'Pesach, to remember the Korban Pesach, and one zeichel l'chagiga. In other words, in order to remember the Korbanos that were brought in the night that were eaten the night of Leila Seid, the night of Pesach, so we do something to remember it. So too, K'moy Kain, the Shavuos, we eat Macholei Cholov, we eat Milchiks, and then you eat Fleishiks. U'tzrichim Lohavi Lechem Acher, if you eat Milchiks, and then you eat Fleishiks, you have to bring another loaf of bread. What does the Ramah mean, you have to bring another loaf of bread? So, get to it in a moment. What does the Ramah mean, you have to bring another loaf of bread? So first of all, I mean, nowadays, the minhag of society is to eat. I mean, people don't wash from Shabbos to Shabbos. It's more Rosh Chodesh, perhaps it's Rosh Chodesh. But people eat meat and fish and different foods, without, not necessarily together with bread. But once upon a time, you see this clearly, perhaps, I don't know when things change, perhaps only very recent, I'm still young. But once upon a time, you see this clearly in Shulchan Aruch, in Halachos of Birchas Hanenin, Halachos of Brachas, which Brachas to make, you see clearly that everything was eaten together with bread. A piece of meat was eaten together with bread, a piece of fish. There were no such things as eating a piece of fish on its own, a piece of meat on its own, a piece of cheese on its own. It was all eaten together with bread. So if you're eating milchiks, you have the milchiks together with bread. If you're eating fleishiks, again you have it together with bread. So you need two loaves of bread. Why do you need two loaves of bread? So this is a din in Siman Peites of Yeridea in Hilchos Kashrus, that you're not allowed to eat milchiks and fleishiks on the same loaf of bread. I remember one time I was a bocher and I came to somebody's house. Somebody invited me for a soda, for a fleishik meal. He asked me if I'd like to wash. You look at the food on the table, decide whether you're going to be satisfied or not, and decide that it's probably worthwhile to wash. So I said yes. So he starts rummaging and looking for a loaf of bread. I turn around and see on the counter over there, I see a loaf of bread. I see a half of a loaf of bread sitting on the counter. That's fine. He says, no, that's milchika bread. I said, milchika bread? To me, it looks like a regular loaf of bread from the bakery in a bag. So he told me, yeah, what do you mean? This bread we ate with breakfast. With breakfast, there was cheese on the table. And b'meila, the bread is milchiks. To be honest, I never heard of that halacha before. I didn't know it. I wasn't aware of it. So he says, yeah.
But Yom Tov, if you're going to wash again, you need two chalas, don't you?
I'll try to cover the different points as we move along. So he told me, yes, that's halacha. There's a siman in Shulchan Aruch. The mocher is Yerushalmi, and it's brought in Rishonim, and the Gosa Shri. And it's a siman, the siman pay test, which discusses, if you're a day, it discusses the halachas of basa, b'chol, of milchik and fleishiks. So you have to divide milchiks and fleishiks. That you shouldn't eat milchiks and fleishiks with the same loaf of bread. So the truth is, the ahaterim, certainly if you have a sliced loaf of bread, there's a reason for the issa. The reason is that when you're eating milk fleishiks, for example, and you may touch the meat, and you have greasy hands from meat, then you're going to go and touch the bread, so the bread has meat on it, so it's fleishik of bread. Then you're going to go and eat it together with your cheese, it's a problem. So the male of the ahaterim, if it's sliced already, so when you put your hand into the bag of this, there's no reason to assume that you're going to touch the slices at the end of the loaf. You're going to take out the beginning. Sometimes you pass over the first or second slice. People don't like them. So there may be the first and second slice you should leave out. So if you have a sliced loaf of bread, or if you've taken the bread off the table when you're eating the fleishiks or the milchiks, so then it's probably okay. But if you have the loaf of bread on the table, it's a practical thing. It happens to me almost every Shabbos. Shabbos, by the meal, you eat half a loaf of bread. The other half is sitting on the table. People are cutting the loaf. People are taking pieces. The other half of the challah is sitting on the table. Comes Malava Malka, you want to have some challah. You have leftovers on Shabbos. It's a waste to just throw it away. So you want to have the challah that's left over. And it's a long time, it's a long Shabbos, we have now a long Shabbos. You're able to eat it with cheese, you're ready milchiks. It's a problem to eat the loaf of bread, the challah that was on the table, together with the challah, to go and take that challah and eat it together with the milchiks. It says in Shulchan Aruch, one has to be careful. So that's the pshat over here, what the Ramah says, that's where the Magen Avraham explains it, that when you're having, eat b'chol echol, you eat milchiks. And then you're going to go and eat fleishiks. So you're going to have to bring two loaves of bread to the table. One for milchiks and one for fleishiks. You have two loaves of bread, so that's going to be a zeichel l'shtei halechem sheviu b'atzeres, b'yom ha'bikurim. In the Beis HaMikdash, the korban, together with the korbanos, the kvosim, all around, of Shavuos, they would bring shtei alechem, two loaves of bread. The only time they brought chametz in the Beis HaMikdash, they would bring two loaves of bread. And in order to make a zecher, a remembering for two loaves of bread, just as we make a zecher on Pesach for the korbanos of Pesach, korban Pesach, the korban chagiga, so during Shavuos, you want to make a zecher. We want to remember the korban of Shavuos and the shtei alechem, which come with the korban, the two loaves of bread. So we mainly eat milchiks and fleishiks in order to force yourself to have two loaves of bread. Ramo adds, the shulchan, the table is like a mizbeach. So you have a mizbeach, and you have the shtei alechem, the two loaves of bread, you have a zecher to the korbanos. An interesting reason, what's so interesting about the reason, it means, there's a number of nafka minhas. If you follow this reason, there's a certain way to do the minhag. It has to be done specifically in a certain way. First of all, there's a point that the Magen Avraham points out, that since this is the reason, says the Magen Avraham, you have to make sure it's wheat bread. The bread is made from wheat, and not from, today it's popular to have all sorts of breads. spelt bread or whatever. So then Prima Gomes is clearly not bread of Shifrei, not spelt bread. You have to make sure to have wheat bread, because the Zeche, Lechem of Chitim, because the Zeche to the Shtei Alechem, to remember the Shtei Alechem, the carbon that was brought in Shavuos. So it has to, the minute that we do, has to imitate the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's one Nafka Minah for this reason. But there's a much more basic Nafka Minah, and that is that obviously you have to wash twice. You have to wash for Milchiks, and you have to also wash for Fleishiks. You have to make sure they're both done on a separate Suda. Obviously you can't have Milchiks and Fleishiks in the same Suda, because of the Dinah Mabasa of a Cholof. So mainly the Milchiks can't be eaten without washing, and the Fleishiks can't be eaten without washing. There's many different ways the Minog of eating Milchiks is actually practiced, and the way different people do it. So perhaps there are some that wash for Milchiks and have a Milchka Suda, and then wash for Fleishiks, have a Fleishiks Suda, and Tovele and Brocha. That seems to be the choice way to do it. However, I believe most people practically don't do so. Rather, either you wash and have a Milchka Suda, okay, you want to be makpid to have Fleish, meat on Yom Tov, because Simchas Yom Tov is supposed to be with meat, so you'll have some meat later, but not necessarily again, wash all over again, you've already washed. Or the same thing vice versa, many have, after shul, you have a Kiddush, you have Milchiks, or you go home and make Kiddush, have some Mezoinus, have some Milchiks, and then afterwards you wash, well, you wait a little bit and wash for a Fleish Kasuda. That seems to be the meaning of the way it's done. It's not just that according to Ramah we're not doing it properly. According to the Ramah, we're not doing it at all. There's no point. You haven't even gained the whole... The whole point of Macholei Cholov is only to have a separate loaf of bread. Zecher Shtei Alechem. According to Ramah, you've lost the entire minuk. There's no point in the entire minuk. Seems a little strange.
That's why it's a lot of problem, because you'll become obese.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is try to be Miyashov the minhag, the way many people do the minhag. A lot of people have Kiddush and Shul, and have some mezonos, some cheesecake. And I want to try and say that we are Mekayim, the minhag, the way the Ramah says it, not just, it's good enough, rather it's lechatchila. Let's take a look first at the Mogen Avraham, on the side of the Ramah. The Mogen Avraham says something interesting. He says that the minhag has become not just to take a loaf of bread together with a milchiks, but to actually bake a milchik a loaf of bread. He says, with nilosh, you knead the bread together with chema, together with butter, to make it very tasty. It probably comes out quite tasty. And you eat a milchik a loaf of bread. And he says, because that way for sure you have to have two loaves of bread. I guess what he means is, because if you're just eating the bread together with milchik, it's possible to avoid having two loaves of bread if you're very careful. Maybe you take half the loaf, cut it in half, eat half of the milchik, the other half you'll take off the table before you start. It's possible to avoid having two loaves. But if you have a milchik, a loaf of bread, you're forced to have two loaves of bread. So that's what he says the minhag is. And then he goes on to say, if you're making a milchik, a loaf of bread, he explains how to kasher the ovens, which is a very interesting piece of Ramah, the way he explains over here to kasher, Magen Avraham, how he explains to kasher the oven. And then he says, when you have a spatula to take out the bread from the oven, he says the minhag noshim, the ladies, what they do is they use the same spatula that they use for fleishiks, they just turn it upside down. He says, no good. So obviously it's balua from basa, the whole spatula is fleishiks, you can't just turn it the other way. So that's what Ramah says, that's the minhag. The Machzah Shekel, at the bottom of Shulchan Aruch, on the bottom of the page, you have something called the Machzah Shekel, which goes through piece by piece of the Magen Avraham and explains it. Explains it something, adds some points. So over here comes the Machzah Shekel and says that if you're making the milk of bread, if you're going with the minhag of the Ramah, there's two things I've got to point out to you. First of all, you've got to be very careful, because the halacha is that you're not allowed to make milk of bread. Again, an interesting halacha, perhaps I imagine many people are familiar with. It's a Gemara, clear Gemara, and Pesachim, and it's an entire Siman in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideh, Siman Tzadik Zayin. One is not allowed to make a milk loaf of bread. For that price, a flesh loaf of bread as well. You're not allowed to make a milk loaf of bread. The reason is because if you make a milk loaf of bread, Chazal were worried that you might get mixed up. By mistake, forget that you made a milk loaf of bread. Take a slice of bread and eat it with salami. And it's obviously Basav Echola. So B'meila, they said you're not allowed to make a milk loaf of bread. And the Chachomim were very machmir with this gzera. And they said if you did make a milk loaf of bread, one would think, okay, maybe eat it quickly, maybe make sure to eat it with milk, make a big sign, it's milchiks. If you made a milk loaf of bread, kol hapas asura, you have to throw the bread out. It's not kosher. It's a knas. The Chachomim placed the knas, a penalty on one who makes a milk loaf of bread. In order to uphold this iser, you have to throw the bread out. There's a diyun in Achronim, Poiskim, whether you're allowed to sell it to a goy. It's considered like non-kosher bread. I remember I was once a guest somewhere Shavuos, and after they made Kiddush, had challah, and the Balabosta turns to the participants and says, "Nu, how's the challah?" So of course, like a good guest, I said, "The challah is wonderful. I've never tasted such challah in my entire life." Well, she took the compliment seriously, as people do, and she says, "You know why? Because there's butter inside. It's a milchel over bread. Shavuos. Come on, fence the vegans." Or something, I got frightened. Milchel over bread. How are we going to get out of this? There's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to have a milchel over bread. She said, "Yeah, baked for Shavuos. Milchel loaves of bread. All the breads are milchel." Discussion began around the table. Is it okay? Is it not okay? Because, as people have began to point out, there are two heterim. There's two ways that one is allowed to make a milchel loaf of bread. Two ways one's allowed to make a loaf. Milk loaf. One way is, both of them brought in the Gemara, one way is if it's a small amount of bread. Perhaps start with the other one. One way is if there's a shinui. If you make a shinui, if you make it recognizable in the bread, if you can see in the bread that it's a milk loaf, you don't bake it in a regular way, you bake it in a strange way that it should become obvious that it's a milk loaf of bread. The point is to say it's not good enough when you finish baking to write on the bread, chalavi, or milchit, or make some sort of, cut it in a funny way. How's the lechatchila when you bake it? When you bake it, you have to bake it in a way that it comes out to be noticeable that it's a milch loaf of bread. In fact, it's interesting, I don't know if this is the minig of the bakeries over here, but I know in Eretz Yisrael, the Asherim or Makpid, that the berekas, the milchit berekas, cheese berekas, have to all be a different shape than the parva berekas, potato berekas. You'll notice in Eretz Yisrael, wherever you go to all the bakeries, if they have Mahadra and Heksha, the parah berekas, potato bereka, or spinach, whatever it is, will be square, and a milchika bereka, cheese bereka, will always be triangle. The reason this is done is because they're worried that that which says in Shulchan Aruch, you can't make a milchika bread, you can't make a fleshika bread, a bereka is also bread. Bread doesn't have to be a moitzi bread, mazonis bread is the same thing. So, b'meila, they make sure that it should be noticeable. When you have a milk of bereka, right away you should be able to see it. It's a triangle, you can't make a mistake, it's nicker. So that's one exception. And then there's another exception. If you make a small amount of bread, so then there's no chshash. The Gemara says, "Kein tur," like the eye of an ox, a small amount. Why? What's the chshash? You may forget, you made a milk of bread. If you make a milk of bread, you're planning to eat it with milk. You're not planning to eat it with salami, you're planning to eat it with cheese. So it's okay. The problem is, when you finish eating it with cheese, you might forget next meal, have it with salami. That's a problem. What's called a little bit? How much a little bit? So the truth is, it's the Machloikas, the Machaber, and the Ramah. The Machaber says that a little bit means one meal. Whatever you're going to finish in this one meal, the place can say, it doesn't mean one person, one meal, however many people are eating with you. If you have seven people sitting around the table, so then you can make enough, you can make milk and bread, provided it's enough, it's not too much, it's not more than what seven people are going to eat during one meal. That's the opinion of the Machaber. The Ramah is more makel. The Ramah says so clearly in Teres Chatos, and the Poskim say it's also mashma that in Shulchan Aruch, that it's enough, if you have enough for one day, if it's not more than one day's worth of bread, it's okay. If you make bread and you're going to finish the entire loaf today, if you're going to eat the entire loaf in one day, then it's okay. No, so over here, the truth is the Ramah says, in Hilchus, Kashrus, in Yeridah, Simchas Halik Zayin, that on Shavuos, it's okay if you make milk of bread. This Bogan of Rome. Why? He says, because you have both things. A, you have a shinui tzura, it's made differently. I assume what it means is, the Kolboy says that the minug was to make a strange looking loaf of bread on Shavuos with four heads, four ends. Instead of usually, obviously, a bread has two ends, he made a bread with four ends. And two reasons he gives. One is, once again, it should be zeichel l'shtei halechem, to remember the shtei halechem brought on Shavuos, it's like two loaves of bread. And another one, an interesting reason, because Shavuos is a sivan, and the muzzle of Sivan is to'imim, twins, so therefore you make a twin loaf of bread. Either way, that was the minhag to make bread that looked differently, and therefore says Ramah and Shavuos, you're okay, because you're making a bread that you can right away realize it's Shavuos bread, it's milchitz. The second thing the Ramah says, Ramah also seems to say that also it's only for one day, so it implies. You're making the minhag is only to eat the first day milchitz. That's the minhag where Ramah says it. And therefore, you're only making bread for one day. You're making bread for one day, according to the Ramah, it's okay. It's okay to have milchika bread. So Shavuos is okay. Anyway, we're sitting around this table and trying to decide. Over here, this family was having more than was having macholicholim both the first day milchiks, both the first day shavuos. They obviously like milchiks, they made milchik of bread. The first day shavuos, the second day shavuos, both days they made chalas for all four meals, all milchiks. That's first of all. So that heta of the Ramah we didn't have. That heta of, which the Gemara says that it's the way the Ramah explains it, that one day's worth we didn't have. Shinui Tzura, the Balabasta was saying, I can see which bread's a milchik. Of course I know. I can tell you. I can tell me it's not enough. If it's not recognizable in the bread, that something's wrong over here, something's different over here, then you've got to throw out all the bread. No, in the end we decided that Kanira is a Shinui Tzura. The breads look different than they did every Shabbos. The challah was eaten. But that's the first Bavarnish that the Machzah Shekel says, that if you're having milchik of bread, you've got to make sure to be aware of these halachas has to be done either shir tzura, either differently, or small.
So if this is the point of the Ramah that you can have a shir of yoyim echot, you're still going to have leftover after your milchik meal, which you might eat with the flashes.
So it seems that if it's the same day, you're not going to forget. If you go to sleep, the next day you might wake up, go to the cupboard, take out a loaf of bread, the bread's left over, you might forget what it was about. But that day, you made milk of bread, you're going to remember that your milk hits. That's what it seems according to the Ramah. Then comes the Machzah Shekel and says, another thing you've got to be aware of. If you make these milk of bread, I'll call upon him. In any event, remember the bread is mezoinus. This is based, and it's Ayin Simukuf Samaches, have a look in Erechayim Simukuf Samaches, where it discusses the halachas of bread. And over there we have the din based on the Gemara in case of Mevorachim that not every bread is a moitzi. Only breads that the derech likvoya aleim suda, it's normal to have them as the meal, as part of a meal, only those sort of breads are moitzi. Whereas lechomim bread, which it's not derech likvoya aleim suda, there are kinds of bread which lechomim felt people don't usually have it as a suda. Over there they said, if you're not having it as a suda, if you're not having it as a full meal, so then you would make a mezoinus. And the Gemara gives different examples, truknin, and pasa baba kisnin. One of the examples is something called pasa baba kisnin. What is pasa baba kisnin? So there's three opinions in the Rishonim, what pasa baba kisnin is. And we take them all on halacha. One opinion is that if you make your bread, regular bread, flour, water, yeast, regular bread, but if you bake it like a kiss, like a wallet, and instead of putting money inside, you put chocolate inside, or apples, or something sweet, you fill it up with something sweet, perhaps a cheese danish. So that is the din of pas baba kisnin. That's pas, that's like a kiss, it's like a purse, like a wallet, and that is mezoinus, although the bread, the way you made it, is regular bread. The fact that when you baked it, you filled it with a sweet filling, it's pas baba kisnin, it's mezoinus, because it's not normal to make a soda on it. Then there's another opinion, which is if it's like crackers, things that are crispy, things that are crunchy. And then there's a third opinion, which we pass here in Mikra Din, that things that are riboy tavlin, either a very lot of spices, or are sweet, for example, if instead of kneading it with water, you knead it with meperus with fruit juice, and this is where mezoinus bread comes in, if you knead the bread instead of water, you replace the water with fruit juice, or with eggs, or with oil, or with milk, or anything else besides water, so then there is an opinion, which we also pass here in Mikra Din, that is called pasa baba kisnin. That is mezoinus bread. Provided you don't have an entire meal on it. You don't use it as a meal. If you use it as a... So the Melech says the Machzah Shekel, be careful. Be aware that if you're having mezoinus bread, be aware, if you're kneading your bread with chemo, with butter, remember the bread is mezoinus. Okay? So we'll remember, our bread is mezoinus. But what I see from this Machzah Shekel is, when the Ramah says, what I'm taking out of this Machzah Shekel, when the Ramah says that the minig is to have milchiks, and zeich l'shtei alechem, in order to remember the two lechomim, the two loaves of bread that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't have to be two times hamoitzi bread, it's good enough to have two times mezoinus bread. Mezoinus bread includes cakes, crackers, or whatever. If you have mezoinus before the suda, if you have mezoinus before the meal, if you're having a fleish gesuda, before that, ensure you have a bit of a kiddush. Right at home, you have a bit of a kiddush. You make kiddush. You need kiddush from kohen suda. You need to make mezoinus. You've had mezoinus. What do you make mezoinus on? A cake, on cracker, on a cheesecake, or whatever it is, depending on what kind of cheesecake. So you make mezoinus. So you already have the first suda. You have a lechem, you have a milchik of bread to be a zeichet of the first bread of the shtei alechem. Then after you have your Fleish Kesuda, you go and have your second bread. So it seems that if you're about to have a Fleish Kesuda in an hour's time, you're probably not being Kaveh Suda, you're not satisfying yourself, you're not filling yourself up on the Milchiks. Okay, so the emphasis is the machloikas and the poison exactly if it's how to decide what's called kaveya suda. Some learn it's a certain amount of bread, others learn it's if you're seveya, but there is a gedda, not everything. But see, pashtus, it's not called kaveya suda under any circumstances. If you're planning to continue eating and wash again, then you're not filling yourself up, you're not having your full suda. That's considered just eating dervaila at the moment.
Which suda are you talking about? Evening or morning?
After davening. So many people have a minute to make Kiddush in the morning, yes, in the morning, yeah.
What about evening Suda?
In the evening Suda, the Ramah doesn't say clearly, the minute isn't, in Shulchan Aruch, the minute is not to have milchiks, not specifically to have milchiks. Some people are knowing like that, and that's just because we like milchiks, so we try and get as much of it in as we can. If I can just point out that it is possible to have Kiddush of Krem Suda on a different kind of mazonos, not a kind of lechem. If you're having your mazonos, blinchers or something, something which was fried, or certainly, the holidays, if it's deep fried, so then although it's mazonos, or if you have a donut, that's cream donut, which is very tasty, and that's going to be your mazonos, or kiddush bim koim suda. So although, as far as mazonos is concerned, it's mazonos, and it's kiddush bim koim suda, no problem, but it won't could be considered as lechem, it won't be considered as bread. It's like pasta. So for that, you would not be able to be yotzer the Kiddush Bimkoim Suda. I just want to take the last 2 minutes to suggest the reason why the Ramah decides to choose out of all reasons this reason for Macholei Cholov. In fact, the Prichodosh at the back of Shulchan Aruch turns around to Ramah and says, Kam Matam Cholosh Hu Zeh. What a bad reason. That's what he says. And he says the reason is the reason we all know. Milchiks, the Torah is compared to milk. The Gemara that the Torah is compared to milk. Or is it possible that the Torah is compared to milk? Much better to say it's connected to Matan Torah. So I'll just point out an interesting thing that perhaps what was fetching the Ramah, what was pressing the Ramah, what was making the Ramah decide to give this interesting reason is because there is a Mogen of Ram that says in the beginning of Siman Tov Tzadik Dalet that when we celebrate Shavuos is in a way not the right day because in Mitzrayim they left on Thursday. Mitzrayim they didn't left on Thursday. Shavuos, Matan Torah was on Shabbos. From Thursday to Shabbos is 52 days. We celebrated Pesach on Tuesday and Shavuos will be Be'ez Hashem on Wednesday. 51 days. Says the Ramah, what's happening over here? Says the Magen Ram, I'm sorry, what's happening over here? Shavuos is L'choira. Matan Torah was 52 days after the Tears of Mitzrayim, and not 51 days after the Tears of Mitzrayim. Says the Magen Ram, it's a zecher to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. This is in order to remember the second day of Golias. The second day of Golias, says Ramah, that's the Iker Matan Torah, that's the main day of Matan Torah. Chok Yaakov asks, what do you mean? In Eretz Yisrael, there's no Matan Torah. And different questions, which we don't have time to go through. But the Magen Ram says the second day is the day connected to Matan Torah. The Ramah was thinking to himself, if the minhag is to eat milchik stavka on the first day, if the minhag is to eat milchik stavka on the first day, if it's connected to Matan Torah, if it's connected to the Torah, it should be at least on both days. Perhaps only on the second day, but at least on both days. Dafka, the first day, to eat milchik, which is less connected to Matan Torah. So the Mela and the Ramah looks for a reason that's connected not to the Matan Torah part of Shavuos, not the Matan Torah element, but the element of Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem, which is connected to the Chag Yom HaBikurim, which is the Yom Chamishim of the Sfiras HaOmer. Thank you.